discrimination is a huge problem. We can all agree on that. People always want to blame white people. It's not white people's fault. You know whose fault gentrification really is? Rappers. Think about it. Rappers make the hood sound all cool. And then white people listen to it and they're like, let's live there. Right? They hear Biggie on the radio, spread love. It's a Brooklyn way. White people are like, let's open an artisan coffee shop in Brooklyn and spread love the Brooklyn way.
He wasn't recording.
Well, I would have just edited that.
Oh,
out.
Wow. Really?
408. I got a time restriction.
I make the kids, yeah. I just make the kids spell whatever. Well, if they say mean shit to each other, I'm like, spell it. And they usually can't spell it because they can't spell shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, welcome to another episode of Black Stage with Bradless and Greg. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing great, man.
Doing all right? Nice shirt you got on,
bro. I know,
Brad.
Man. You like the style?
Yeah, nice shirt.
$7, man.
I can tell.
$7.
I went to the thrift store and I bought that shirt for myself. Right?
Oh, man.
Right? And then I put it on.
And then you're too fat.
I'm too big for
it. No, you're fat.
Too big.
Big man in a little jacket.
Yeah, little buff for the shirt. And
Greg got fat.
And I'm not fat. I'm just a little thick. Right. A little thick
Greg
right
girl's
now.
Not here, so you gain a little bit of sympathy weight.
I'm actually losing weight.
Are you depressed?
I'm a little sad. I talked to her about it yesterday.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day. But I sold Bradless the shirt. The shirt's a cool
you
shirt,
people. You
sold
him the shirt?
Yeah, I sold him the shirt. What am I supposed to
do? Wow, that's grimy. That's how I know you guys aren't friends.
That's a grind. It was a business shirt. $7 shirt.
You notice that octave you guys both took?
Isn't that grimy? I told him. I was like, hey, $7?
We should have worn the shirt the same day at that party.
Nah.
But you're like, oh, I don't want to win.
So I bought
the
shirt.
And you don't want to be fun.
I bought the shirt because I like the
style. Can I get an introduction?
Like,
who cares about this fucking shirt?
That's not how we do it.
I don't give a fuck about this boring shirt story.
Damn. On today's guest.
No, we're not switching up shit. Finish your goddamn story.
I got these boots for $30 at Nordstrom Rack. I'm really, clearance.
Oh,
they're leather.
God,
finish your shirt story about how I look better than you.
I'll talk about the shirt later.
Okay.
Our guest for today's Black Stage podcast, good friend of mine. I've known this person and comedian for, oh man, I don't even know how long it's been.
I think, you know what, I was just thinking about it today. I think you are my longest comedy friend, and you probably know me better than anyone in comedy.
I've known Marcella when Marcella was kind of shy. You were kind of shy back then.
I was shy to new people, which I still kind of am.
I see that.
But I'm not as I was before.
Oh, my God.
It's more reserved than shy.
I got pictures of us of, like, way back. I just know myself for a long time. Yeah.
It's been at least 12 years.
You got to be more than 12, so.
I mean, I started comedy 13 years ago. So, I mean, I always like, let the first year kind of not be real.
Yeah, I feel like I knew you the first year.
Yeah.
Because you was always like, who's this tall girl? But yeah, Marcella fucking Arguello, everybody.
Here I am.
Killing the game right now. Got an album out called The Woke Bully. Number 3 on Billboard now.
Yeah, debuted at number 3.
Big deal.
That's a big deal.
Big deal.
I don't have a show. Yeah. I ain't got a comedy special, bitch.
Who's number 2 and number 1?
Rick and Morty is number 1.
Are you serious?
Yes. I love how you know this, too.
Well, I love it. I'm like, hell yeah. Fuck yeah. I don't remember who number 2 is. A white guy that I don't know.
Okay. All right.
And I've never heard of.
That's so big, so.
It's great.
That's
happy.
Fucking huge.
Thank you. I'm happy about it.
Oh, man. The Woke Bully. You just did 2 dope queens. Right?
It's air. Mm. Well, yes. By the time this airs, yes. I just did 2 Bop Queens.
Okay.
And, that's available for streaming.
No doubt.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm tired. I'm sick.
You tired? You sick?
Yeah, I'm on tour, so I'm in and out of LA right now.
Where were you? You were just in
I was in Bloomington and Denver.
Denver.
And
Comedy Works?
Yes. Never did Comedy Works before.
You had a good time? I like Comedy Works.
We did the... It's downtown, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep,
and then there's
downtown.
South. So we did downtown Sunday and Monday.
Okay.
And Sunday was fucking bananas.
Yeah.
Like, all my new material was hitting. I could have said nothing, and they would have laughed.
Nice.
And then Tuesday, they didn't want none of my material, so
I
had to rip them to shreds.
Oh, beautiful. Nice.
Those are the good ones.
Yeah,
nice.
And so that was fun. And then Tuesday was the South I guess it's more suburban.
Mm-hmm. It's like an office park.
It's really not fun. I really hope they don't invite me to that one again. Because I even said, I was like, I hope I'm never invited to this club again. This sucks.
Hold up, it's the same Comedy Works, right? Just two different
venues. It's the same owner, yeah. Okay. It's just two different locations. But they're like a half hour away. I don't really understand the point of that. But I guess that's how big they are.
Denver's pretty big.
Yeah, so.
Denver's a good, big comedy town.
And then
too.
It was fucking weird because you ever like bomb and then people come up to you afterwards like, oh my God, you were so funny. Let's take a picture. I'm like, why weren't you laughing? Because I didn't feel that.
It's the energy.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that shit.
Oh, I hate it too.
I hate that shit.
It's always like kind of like small country towns too that do that. And you said it was a Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was pretty
Makes
bad.
Sense. Makes sense.
It didn't feel good, I should say.
What, you did two shows that night? Just one?
No, just one each night. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was chill. I had Lydia Popovich with me. That's a homie.
Sweet.
She's doing a bunch of the tour dates.
And then you did Indiana?
Bloomington, Indiana, yeah.
How was that?
That was really fun. The Thursday show got canceled because of the rain. They had, like, record rain. I guess the most rain they've had in 100 years. I was like, cool, I get to sleep. I don't give a fuck.
Paid sleep?
I got paid sleep, bitch.
Mm, mm. In a hotel?
In a paid hotel room.
Hotels are the best.
I know.
I love hotels,
yeah,
man.
Hotel sex is the best.
Hotel sex?
I don't know if that's the best.
That's my favorite type of sex.
I mean, I like hotel sex.
Hotel sex is the best.
I wouldn't say it's the best. I think love sex is the best, but
love?
I think hotel sex
what?
Is nice.
Look at you. That's really cute. Love
but it's
sex.
True. Love sex is the best.
Love sex is really good. It's
overrated.
I don't know if it's the best. It's good, though.
I mean, if you're...
Hate sex is pretty good.
I mean, I love my girlfriend. I love having love sex with her. Yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that.
I know. I was like, I don't know where he's going with this. I'm not going to interrupt.
Such a pussy.
Oh, I'm such a pussy. I'm such a pussy.
Hate sex is pretty good, too.
Hate sex is fun. Hate sex is fun.
It's not fun.
What's
for
the
me.
Best sex?
Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah, I can see. I mean, you know, the best sex for me, for me at least, is... It's drunk. I just met you, and we just met each other, and we're very consensual all the way down.
Okay. Well, no, every white feminist would disagree with that.
We're both all the way down, and yeah, it's just hella fun. And you're like 22,
man.
And that was a good time.
That's the best when you like you don't know each other.
I'm just dirty.
You don't know each other?
I do like don't know each other sex. That's fun.
Oh, so much fun.
But I wouldn't say it's the best.
I met a girl in an elevator. One time at a place I was getting fired at.
Mm-hmm.
Story has a lot of turns.
And I went to go pick up my last check, and she just opened up the elevator door. Don't even know her name, and she just invited me into her apartment, and we just had like
and
the
best.
And you
got an STD?
Not that one.
Did you get crabs?
Nah, man. Crabs is like, that's played out, dog.
Crabs is played out?
How
yeah,
is it
man.
Played out? It's an STD.
I've had crabs.
That's like you're sailing in the 1800s or some shit. Like,
I've
chlamydia.
Had crabs. I've had crabs twice.
You had crabs twice?
In the past?
You're like ODB?
I had crabs twice in high school.
Ew.
Two times.
Sex related?
Of course.
Same person?
Hilarious. Sex related?
No, not the same person. All right. But two times.
Oh, you're a dirty fucking
I
person.
I am a dirty. I remember the second.
Shower after sex, dog.
It's not showering. It's when your pubes get together. Her crabs jump from
you. Yeah, they fall in love. Your pubes fall in love.
Yeah, they're having love sex.
No doubt.
Hilarious.
Crabs are like, this is my favorite type of sex.
Joe's Crab Shack in your pants.
Oh, God.
That's where it is.
This is really gross.
So it's good, Sal. So, like, what's next for you? What do you want to do, Sal? What's inspiring for you? So many women look up to you. You know
do
what
they?
Oh, man. Yo, it's crazy. Because, like, people know that we're friends. And somebody will say something, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. That's very weird to say. Like, you know. Because, like, you
what do you mean weird?
It's like.
What do they say that makes you think
they probably say
weird?
Something
You're
nice.
They're talking about me.
They're talking about you. But, like, you know, like. Yeah, people just, like, you got women comedians that, like, really, really look up to you and dig you. And I think it's dope. But, like, some of the shit they say is just like, yo.
Like what?
Like, it's like they, like, talk about you like Jordan. Like, yo,
Jordan?
I wonder, this is how I imagine Marcella when she's driving home from a gig. And I'm like, what?
Oh, that's creepy.
I'm like, what do you mean, digging in the nose?
Fucking losers.
Farting? Nah, these are like. Funny girls.
Name
that
names.
Just really, no, I'm not
no,
naming
don't
names.
Name names. How embarrassing for them. Bunch of
but it just
losers.
made me really feel good about you. It's just like, oh, wow. That's so dope. And the thing that you did, I don't know how long ago was it. It was like maybe a couple months ago where you put on that
seminar
at the Improv about you explain that? About like
oh, yeah,
how
I did a comedy seminar. It was only for women because I truly don't give a fuck about helping men.
Oh man, that's fucked up. How about black men?
No.
Not even black men?
No. God, I wish I could saw her face. Keep going, keep going.
Anyway. Black man ruined her life, probably.
No. Okay. Greg knows that's not true. I help Greg all the time if you want to help him, but that's because he's my pal. Okay.
We're pals.
We're great. Okay. We're pals. The comedy seminar was for helping women, like, almost like the basics, because especially after running a successful show, because I've ran shows in the past, but they weren't successful, like mm-hmm. Women Crush Wednesdays is... in LA every Wednesday at 7:45 p.m. $10, no drink minimum. Anyways,
Hollywood Improv.
So, I was like kind of teaching them the basics because, like, so Women Crush Wednesday is like the submissions I get, like the video submissions are bad, the emails are real bad, and I was like, fuck, I just wish I could tell all these bitches because, like, I can't respond to everybody because sometimes mm-hmm. it's so bad that I just want to be like quit, but you can't say that.
You can.
No, you can't. And
I say it to Darren Davis all the fucking time.
Yeah, but Darren Davis needs to quit. You know what I mean? Like, you can't.
And I'm helping him.
But you know, the thing is, I did a lot of the mistakes they did, mm-hmm. and no one corrected me. No one told me, and they shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone's gonna try to help you, and they shouldn't expect
them
to.
It's a rough game.
It's a rough game, and so I was like seeing all this shit, and then it's like also just patterns I've seen over the years in comedy with people who like don't want to host. And don't think hosting is important.
Very important.
And so I just did like this basics seminar. I did like a few things I wanted to cover. And it was like, this feels like free information that everybody should have. But you should learn how to host. You should be a good host. A good host is a strong headliner. And I mean like the beats of hosting. I was like, I went through the beats of a good host that Molly taught us. Because that's the thing at Punchline. We learn from Molly,
yep.
And I feel like in New York, people kind of have those rules already, but mm-hmm. in L.A., there's not that. Like, there's nowhere you go in L.A. No one's teaching anyone anything.
Nobody cares.
And so I was, like, going through the beats of hosting, going through the beats of submissions, going through, all kinds of shit, and then I opened it up at questions. It was funny because at one point when I opened it up for questions, I think I only left, like, 20 minutes for questions, but this chick was like, so this guy said he was going to pay me, and then I was like, wonder how much I should get paid, and I was like, we're not talking about money. We're not talking about money. This is not, nobody here needs to be worried about money. We're talking about how to be good at comedy.
Nice.
Money always comes, you know? And, but a lot of girls have told me that they've gotten so many more gigs now because they've started hosting on a regular basis, mm-hmm. and because they're good hosts, they're getting offers for more gigs, because that's the other thing. If you're a good host, you meet a lot of comics. They go, oh, shit, I have a show. You want to host? Like, because there's money in hosting. Mm. Nobody ever wants to fucking host. And if you host, it fucking sucks. But if you're good at it, you can get so much more shit out of it. If you can bomb up top and be okay with it, you're going to be fine.
I think I've noticed, like, the trickle-down of your show. Mm. Like, I've seen, like, the little effects of it. Like,
the coaching flower tree?
Yeah, I really have, man. And I've seen more people start shows. I've seen more people, when people submit to my show,
yeah,
I'm like, they're similar, you know, like
yes,
everybody's,
yes.
So I'm like, okay.
So what's a good email and what's a bad email?
A good email is, I'm interested in doing your show whenever there's availability. Here's my set between 5 and 10 minutes. Don't ever do more than 10 minutes. I would say 7 minutes is the perfect sweet spot. Because it shows that you have 5 minutes, and it shows that you might have 10, but we don't know yet because I don't even know if you can do 10. But it's literally just that. It's that. Nothing else. Like, people will fill it with all kinds of shit, and yeah, credits are nice, but me personally, and I can't speak for anybody else who runs a good popular show, I don't give a shit about credits. So yeah, if you have credits, you should say like, oh, I did this festival, I did that festival. That's good. Not for me. I don't care about that shit because it's like you can pay to get into festivals.
No doubt.
So it's like for me, I know the game. So it's irrelevant to me, but I know like there's other shows that give a shit about that stuff.
There's some bookers that email you back like, do you have any credits?
Right,
and
exactly.
That's a mark of a bad show to me.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Say, oh, that's probably going to be a bad show.
I agree. And so to me, it's more just like keep it short, sweet. If you are only in town, if you're from out of town and you're coming into town, say you're coming to LA, hit a motherfucker up 3 months in advance. Be smart about it. I fucking hate how many bitches I don't fucking know. They hit me up. hey, I'm visiting from whatever the fuck town, and I'm here. I hope you have an availability tomorrow or next week. It's like, bitch, I don't fucking know you. No. You don't have a fucking clip.
Do you respond?
No.
I don't even respond.
I don't respond to that shit. And why should I?
Yeah. Next day? Come on, man.
I know. I'm like, this curated ass show.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if I had a dropout, bitch, I'm going to give a spot to the homegirl.
Yeah. And you know how much I had the work to put everything
exactly.
together?
Exactly. Like, I don't know you.
Yeah, yeah. That disrespect.
The disrespect. It's also just the assumption of, like, the familiarity, too, because I think because people know me, they're like, oh, I've had bitches that I don't fucking know or I don't remember meeting them. Hey, da-da-da, whatever scenario they want to remind me of. We've met at such and such and blah, blah, blah. I hope I can do your show. And it's like, bitch, send a clip. It's insane to me how many people don't send clips. The assumption that I would book you because we met once. Like, I don't know you.
Do people not like sending clips?
I don't know.
No.
Do people not?
Maybe they're not confident in what they're going to send.
I think people don't know.
Well, what inspired you to do that?
The seminar?
Yeah, you didn't have to do it.
I'm just sick of bitches failing.
Is that what?
I am. Well, because it's like, why? Like, when I made mistakes, I wish somebody would, like, hey, here's where you fucked up.
Why do you care?
Because I'm sick of seeing it around me. Like, I hate that you can see a problem and you can fix it.
Yeah.
I hate a problem that's easy to fix, you know? And you know what I also hate? I hate watching women comics complain on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And they complain about all kinds of shit, from backstage to the front stage to whatever the fuck. And then you see them and they fucking aren't funny.
Yeah.
And it's like, where the fuck do you get the nerve to complain about anything? You aren't even good at this. And you're complaining? I don't think so.
I was at a show. No, a mic / show that was just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then some new comic, female comic, was just there talking at the bar just loudly through everyone's set. And I got up there and I was just like, you're not funny enough to talk through anybody's anything.
Yeah. I thought you were just going to leave it there.
Yeah,
talk.
Just like, shut the fuck up. Learn how to bomb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just like, don't disrespect my friend's show. Like, it was just like, yeah.
That's the other thing is how disrespectful people are. Oh my God. Did I even tell you this, Greg?
What?
There was this fucking bitch who has done my show before.
Okay.
And
I gotta hit names afterwards. Yeah.
I know, I will.
By the way, this is the most bitches we had on this podcast. I'm kinda jealous. I get emails about whatever.
Emails about what?
People email you about the show?
Yeah.
About what?
A word?
Language or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Come to grow the fuck up.
People love me on this show, man.
You know, whatever.
I'm fucking around.
Let me hear the story. Yeah.
Okay, so this chick did, like, that's the other thing I've noticed is a lot of women don't come support the show. A lot of women comics don't come hang out.
Really?
It's few and far between, which is crazy to me because sometimes I have a dropout the night of the show, like right then and there. Or
people
somebody's
should be
late.
Waiting.
People should be, first of all, happy to support the show. Instead
of course.
Because that's the thing. You know, go start your own shit, but also come support the shit I'm busting my ass on. I'm stressed out about the shit every week.
I hear your show's sold out every week.
It's not sold out every week, but it's packed and it's fun every week. Okay. That's for sure. Okay.
And I'm sorry, I don't support as much as I should.
You don't have to. Greg, I actually like that there's no male comics hanging out. No disrespect to you.
Yeah,
You're the homie and it's not like that, but it's so nice now that it's just women there and women comics there. Because,
as it should.
And it's just nice
safe
because
space.
It is. And in a without sounding corny,
yeah, of course,
you
of course,
know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, not in a corny ass kind of way.
Really?
Can we make up a word for that?
I don't know.
A better
I
word
just,
for safe space?
Comfortable.
But keep, comfortable. I think comfortable. It's a comfortable space because we don't have, you know, the other thing about male comics when they, like when I used to run a show that had everybody, male comics are fucking, I mean, they're not just dirtbags, but they also try to pull a game that women do when they try to flirt their way on some shit. And I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't.
Energy wise and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, get out of here. Also, stop distracting my female comics, man. Get out of here.
Yeah.
It's hella nice that there's none of that shit.
So when's the next show?
The other thing that I, what?
When's the next show?
It's Wednesday. It was last
Wednesday.
Night.
All right.
It was last night.
And you know what other funny thing is about my show is if you're a comic and you bomb, it means you're not funny.
Because they're waiting for it. I mean, like, they're
well,
there for
the
you,
the audience
right?
is good.
Yeah.
And women always try to blame, I'm the only woman on the show. And that's why nobody laughed at me. It's like, in this show, it's like, bitch, you know we laugh because you're not funny.
Are they bombs? You get some
There's
bombs?
A couple.
Well?
Do you say that after they bomb, though?
Bomb.
No, I would never. Because you got to bomb sweet. Sometimes in front of... You got to bomb in a good room.
But you got to address it sometimes.
It builds character.
I love nice Marcella. This is sweetheart Marcella right now,
y'all. This is me being nice. You got to bomb in a room.
Ooh, I love a good bomb. It's nothing like a good bomb. It's like pie.
Build character.
Oh, I missed a bomb the other night. I came to the show, and then this girl told me, she's like, Greg, I had, it's hard to watch everybody set because everybody's killing, and I bombed.
Oh,
and I
was that's
like,
hilarious.
Ooh, so
ooh,
bad.
You bombed? I was like, was this your first bomb of the year? She's like, I had like two rough sets, but this one was bad. And I was like, oh. I just missed dinner.
My favorite bomb was at the Improv, and this dude had a music cue, and the music cue didn't play, and he had to like do a spin with a jacket and put the jacket on for like 45 seconds while it was silent. So I was just
that's
like,
awful.
And only the comics in the back was laughing. I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
Bombs are good, but good.
Okay, so this chick comes to, she's done the show before, okay?
And she's just coming to watch.
She's just coming to hang out. But she's drunk, and she's texting, and she's talking. She has her homegirl with her, and they're talking and talking and talking. And I was like, oh, hell to the no. And she was hella familiar with me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll give a lot of women a chance.
She live in L.A.?
I think so.
Okay.
And this bitch, when she got there late, and she hugged me when she walked up, which...
Whoa. No.
I hated that shit. And I was in the middle of hosting, too. Like, I was waiting to go up.
You're in work mode.
Yeah, don't fucking touch me, bitch. And she's like, I'm here so loud. And so I was noticing her.
You see? Women do it, too.
Women do it, too.
The fucking voice when they imitate women.
Of course they do.
Yeah, yeah, all right?
Keep going.
All right, I'm just saying.
Forget this whole thing about the voice.
I mean, but I have a voice for everybody. I got my black voice. I got my black girl voice. I got a black guy voice.
Me and your black dude voice.
No,
man.
Okay. Let's just, can we stick to the story, guys?
Do the
story.
You keep going off tangent. Yeah. Come on.
Okay. So, I think the bartender tells her to shut the fuck up.
Long hair? Craig?
Matt.
Okay.
Matt's
okay.
Our regular bartender. Yeah. He's our beefcake. And
what? Y'all got a beefcake regular?
He's so cute.
That's hilarious.
I think he loves it. He must have seniority there or something. Ooh. Because he's there every Wednesday. He's our beefcake.
Okay. Pulling.
He's great.
We always got Craig, my homie. But go
Craig's
ahead.
Great.
I love Craig.
Anyhow, so...
She hugged you?
Yeah, and that was annoying. She's talking through the show. Bartender told her to shut up. Someone sitting next to her tells her to shut up, which is, like, bad. And then... I can't give all. I'll tell you other details after.
On.
No. Okay, there's certain things I'm
people
not
know.
Gonna say.
People know.
But long story short, we're doing like a group pick on stage, which I don't like doing. But it was a bunch of like comics who know each other that were there and worked on the same show together.
Okay.
And they were in the audience, and like you know, it was just like a big. You could tell it was like a family affair for them. So they wanted me in the picture. We're getting in on the picture, and then the girl. As everybody's getting on stage to do the picture, she comes up to me and she goes, oh my God, Marcella, how can I, this is such a fun show. I had so much fun the first time I did it. When can I do it again?
That's why she was acting like that.
And I said, hey, no disrespect, but you can't be talking during my show. You can't be disrespectful. Actually, I didn't say no disrespect. I said, don't be disrespectful at my show. And don't be talking. Don't be on the phone. You can't be doing that. And she was like, I didn't know I came here to get in trouble tonight.
What?
And I said, excuse me?
Was that your black woman voice?
Maybe.
I know who it is.
And then, so I was like, no, I'm just telling you, like,
being cool.
Just don't be disrespectful. And then she, because we're all on stage, remember I said we're all on stage with a bunch of people. She turns to someone and introduces herself while we're in the, while I'm talking. We're in the middle of it. We're talking, and she turns to. Meanwhile, this person is. I'm friends with this person.
Yeah.
She doesn't know, but I'm friends with this person, and so she introduces herself to him, and he just kind of. And A, he's watching the whole thing the whole time.
Yeah, he sees
but
everything.
But he's polite, so he's you know, and he's
hey,
like, oh yeah,
doing?
Blah blah blah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm chilling, dude.
And I go. I was all. See, now you're being disrespectful right now. You're being disrespectful. I'm talking to you, and now you're introducing yourself to other people. Blah 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 blah. She goes. Are you in a bad mood or something? Is that something wrong with you? And I go, you know what? Because I was like, holy shit. I'm not going to blow up right now.
Yeah.
And I had to go to another set.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, hell no. So I go, you know what? Not even worth it. I'm not even going to bother. This is not even a thing. I do not care.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work on my temper. I'm trying to work on myself.
Aren't we all?
I know.
Aren't we all?
So, people are too fucking nice. We were talking about this. People are too nice in comedy.
That... That shit just happened to me recently.
I'm not even done with my story.
Keep going, Sal.
So that night, I think I post, you know, a posting on Instagram, whatever, and the homie she introduced herself to sends me a video and says, "Hey, just so you know, I was standing, you know how the improv, there's the bathroom, the hallway, and then he said he was in the hallway to use the bathroom, and he heard two women talking. I feel like fighting a bitch. Who you want to fight? I want to fight Marcella. Let's go fight Marcella. Let's go beat her ass." Wow. And my homie, my little gay thug, he was like, I followed her outside, but you had already gone, because I went to do another show, which that never happens. Yeah. But he was like, I followed them outside to make sure that there was no shit that was going to go down. And I was like, holy shit, this bitch is mad because I won't book her a second time after I told her. Because you know what the other thing was? Even when I told her, hey, you can't be talking, blah, 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 I was trying to come from a place of understanding, because I've been that messy drunk bitch. Yeah. I've been that way in my 20s. Yeah. I know what it's like. I know what it's like. So I was trying to say it like, I'll still consider you, but you can't be acting like this on my show.
Get your shit together.
And then when she said, I don't know, whatever, I was like, oh, shit, this bitch is dumb as fuck. Yo. She's dumb as fuck. Entitled as fuck, too.
I used to, like, when I first started comedy, I didn't understand why, like, headliners and, like, old dudes in comedy really just didn't fuck with people.
Yeah.
And just, like, did their shit, and if somebody starts talking, they just walk off from, like, very just cold to motherfuckers. And I totally get it.
Yeah, now
man.
You get it.
It's like, I had the same situation, and I don't understand people that have already done your show and they feel so entitled.
Super entitled.
To do your show again. And I'm like, dude, start your own fucking loser ass show. Put all your work into doing your show. Yeah. You get to do my show every 5 months, like you promote when you actually on the show. And somebody try to, you know, wanted to do my show. He just did the show. And I told him, like, yo, I'm going to put some other people that haven't done the show up. And he gets mad. Like, you know, I don't trust you.
Oh, my God.
You're disingenuous.
That's the most genuine shit.
And I'm like, dude, like, if you can't handle me telling you that I'm going to give you, like, I'll put you up in, like, a couple months, you know, like, just like you showed your true colors then. So now, like, I don't fuck with you at all.
Exactly.
And it's just like, and I'm trying to be nice.
I've been trying to be supportive
because I'm a nice dude, but I can cut deep. You know what I mean? I could really, you know, turn a motherfucker out. And, you know, the week before that, I was listening to this dude's sad ass stories about trying to find a therapist and shit. And it's just, you know, I can't, these comics, man. And, like, I get where people coming from. Like, you relate to that girl just being faded, and you know how she feeling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm trying to support you, but that's that popping. And then you want to fight?
I was like, bitch, what? I was like, you know,
were you
down
to fight
that? Here's a fucked up thing. Here's a fucking crazy thing, though. But she doesn't realize I could get her banned from the Hollywood Improv permanently if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, that's some real ass shit.
I got
like,
you on videotape,
like,
saying,
like, bitch, I could get you banned, and I can do something really fucking terrible to your career if I wanted to, because the Hollywood Improv loves me to the point where, like, if she tried to approach me, the security would have been like, bitch, like, nobody, I would not have been touched.
Yeah,
like, that's what's crazy. She doesn't realize that she's so self-absorbed, but it's also, she's drunk, she's young, she's probably going through some shit, and I know how that is.
Yeah.
But the other favorite thing that I have is when women who bomb at my show, like, 2 weeks later, it's like, I would love to do your show again. And I'm like,
2 weeks.
I was like, girl, give it some time.
Start your own show. Start your own show. Stop bugging motherfuckers. Start your own shit.
There's so many shows to do.
But, you know, start your own, too. I can't stand that shit. But do you think also, like, do you think you're at the point where you got to stop being so familiar to motherfuckers? Do you think you need to start, like,
I think I'm pretty good at maintaining boundaries with a lot of people.
Yeah, you are. You are.
I'm very good at that. I've always been good at that. Yeah. So that's not ever going to be a problem for me. And I don't mind telling people, like, nope. In fact, I just lost a gig in Europe, $3,000, because I wouldn't give the booker my phone number.
I didn't know that was in Europe. Yeah, I saw you post that shit.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. I knew he was going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Like, as he was trying to book me, and then I did, like, I got my manager on a call. Like, we did a conference call, because I was like, he's going to be a problem. Watch. He's going to make a stink about my phone number, because I don't like giving my fucking phone number out.
Why you need your phone number?
Exactly.
Why you just can't email me? This shit go right to my phone anyway.
Well, and the other thing is, it's like there should be an itinerary anyways, especially for going overseas. And then it's like it's the other layer of that is, are you going to pay for my international
phone thing?
Phone, yeah. Because that's going to charge, you know. So it's like now you're assuming that I'm even going to do that. What if I don't want to do that? What if I'm going to rely on Wi-Fi or whatever?
But that's the thing with you. I get it. I mean, once you told me that story about the other guy with your phone number and shit.
Oh, my. Yeah. And that was the thing was when I was on the phone on this conference call, this fool was like, you know, I get it. You know, you're a woman and me too and time's up. But I'm happily married. That's what he said. I'm happily married with
me
kids.
Me too and time's
yes,
up.
Yes, that's how he said
it. What is time's up? Time's up?
That was the pre-me. I don't know. The pre-me too?
The same shit.
Yeah. Time's up.
Time's up.
Me too. Oh, God.
And he said that, and I'm happily married, and I have kids, so it's not like that. And I'm like, I was like, you know what? I know that you think that it's not a problem. I was like, but I've already had issues with producers in the past texting me, and I didn't even give them my fucking phone number. Yeah. People don't understand.
Yeah, it's, you know, women comics do go through a lot of shit, man.
That a lot of extra paid. Shit.
Y'all go through a lot of extra bullshit, man. I mean, comedy's hard enough as it is. Just, you know, telling your jokes and, you know, just getting your
the
energy
lifestyle.
Out. Yeah, you know what I mean? And just dealing with all these motherfuckers, but putting that vagina on top of it. Woo! It's a lot of shit,
I'm just
man.
Thankful I don't have titties. If I had titties, I think it would be a nightmare.
Oh, man. So what's next, Shell? What are you inspired by? What are you inspired by these days?
What am I inspired by?
Yeah, I'm hitting you with that shit. What are you inspired by?
I don't even know.
What's pushing you? Because you just dropped the album. I work with you in SAC. You working on your new shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Working on my new shit.
What's inspiring you? Like, are any specials inspiring you? Art?
No.
You know what I mean? Most people say no with that
Everything
shit.
Sucks.
Everything sucks
You
right
know what's
now.
Inspiring? Everything is sucks. Myself.
Good.
Because I know that everything sucks and I don't.
Yeah.
So like I have
to
keep
bumper sticker.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that I have to keep pushing mm-hmm. or else everything's going to continue to suck.
People don't like it when people say that though.
What?
Everything sucks
and that you're good?
Yeah.
When you say that you're good, people hate that, especially in this town.
Well, because 9 times out of 10 they're not.
Yeah.
Most people who say that they're good are not good. That's the problem with that statement.
There's a lot of trash out there.
It's mostly trash.
So what's on the horizon? Like, I mean,
just
anything you can talk about?
Working on shit. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna be. There's a couple things. I'm being a guest on, which is cool.
Okay.
That I guess I can't talk about, but yeah. But I'm trying to sell some shit, and we're working on some shit. Stuff that is passionate to me. You know, have you seen Russian Doll?
I love Russian Doll.
So I've watched it twice now, which I think is the only time I've ever done that in my adult life, watching a series twice in a row.
Is Russian Doll good, or is the actress just so great?
No, the writing is really stellar, and the story is good. And I just saw her on Colbert, and she said she worked on that shit for 7 years. She's been working on Russian Doll for 7 years.
Hold up.
Natasha, the redhead.
Hold up, she wrote that? It's her shit?
It's her and fuck, what's the chick's name? Oh, man. There's another. It's like the two. It's her, Amy Poehler, and then this chick, Heidlin.
I know Amy Poehler's.
Another chick.
Yodoya had a little spot in that.
Yeah, I know.
It was good. I dug it. I like Groundhog Day too.
I've never fucked with Bill Murray. I didn't like him as a kid. I don't like him as an adult.
Yeah.
And the more stories come out with him, I'm like, I was right.
No, I hear you.
I was right about that shit
the whole
time.
Bill Murray too.
Bill Murray did something.
What did he do now?
Been terrible.
Yeah.
Been terrible.
What's the woman's name from Saturday Night Live that passed away when Bill
Rector.
Was?
Oh.
Yeah.
Hug your heroes, guys.
No, don't. Stop having famous
Just hug
heroes.
Your heroes. Just hug
but
your
what
heroes.
What about Russian Dolls?
Oh, you know what? That is one thing that has, I don't want to say inspired me,
okay.
But it excited me because it's the first, like, more and more I'm seeing myself in entertainment that I remember the first time I saw myself on TV, it was Helga Pataki on Hey Arnold. She was a bully, but she had a little sweetheart. She was boy crazy. I was like, that's me. I'm Helga Pataki.
Y'all got a favor a little bit too. eyebrows.
Yeah, I mean, and tall and lanky. Yeah, kind of mean.
I can see that.
Kind of mean. She was mean.
Oh, man. And I got a cool graphic design in my head right now.
You should do it. I want to get her tattooed on my arm.
I got a wild, all right.
But she was the first, and it's like, it wasn't until, I mean, you know, like Elaine, I always saw myself in Elaine. Mm-hmm. And then when I, now like on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Rosa, she like, and I'm friends with Stephanie. And it's cool because I'm like, she shared my album on her Instagram story. Really? And I was like, I was telling her, I was like, I was just talking to Lydia about how Russian Doll, Nadia, the character Nadia, and how Rosa on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, like they're normalizing my personality to people. Because so many people like kind of don't get it. They don't get me. They haven't got me for a long time. But with the popularity of shit like that, I people can understand my brain and how I talk, and they don't take it to heart. You know, they understand there's more to it.
So you're working on a series. You're trying to write it out, flushing it
out. Not working on a series, but working.
I'm just happy that your energy is coming out.
Yeah, but it's also making me excited to pitch what I've been working on for years. You know, because like the sketch show that I've been working on since, I mean, I've been working on it forever. And Sean Keen and I put that together, and I'm working on that. And you know, I don't know if it's going to happen.
Of course.
But I'm excited that I've taken my time and I've put a lot of time into it and put a lot of thought into it. And if we can, we can sell it. And then there's this other thing I'm working on, this book, and there's a lot of shit I'm working on that.
Got a book?
Maybe.
The Marcella Arguello biography?
No, not at
nice.
All.
Nice.
But
it all started out in Modesto.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
It's gonna be called Bitches Listen.
No, but yeah. So there's, and then you know, Women Crush Wednesdays. I would love to sell that. Working on that.
I think that's an easy sell.
You would think, but you know, you never know.
Are there any like women centric comedy shows on TV right now?
Stand up? No, there's not. Mm. Which is why to me it is an easy sell. But
right?
But it's still, you got to do what you got to do.
I mean,
I had a rough 2018 because my manager left the business.
Yeah.
And so that delayed a lot. I was working on a lot of shit. I was like in a funk for a while. And I got a new manager in December.
Yeah.
And she also reps Phoebe Robinson. And she's someone I've known for a long time, but like she's in New York. So I was like, I don't want a manager in New York.
Yeah.
Now I kind of love having a manager in New York because everybody respects people in New York. So
yeah,
I'm like,
that's true.
You know what? She's in New York. She makes it look like I'm connected to New York. It's all good. So. It's cool. And she, like, gets it. And she's been in the industry for a while, so she's not trying to leave. You know, the chick that I was with, she fucking, it's so stupid.
I guess on that end, too, I mean, I can't even imagine being a woman manager in this business, too.
Yeah.
Like, you must be getting the shit times 10, you know what I mean?
And yeah, but I just don't, I guess what bums me out is when women want to be powerful, and then they realize what it means.
Yeah.
And then they quit.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
Well, everybody ain't got that tenacity.
I know that they don't, but
everybody ain't got that gas.
What I'm saying is, I hate when people, you know, they really are fighting for feminism, and then at the end of the day, they're not. They're waiting to get pregnant and quit.
Talk about
it. Not to say that getting pregnant is a reason to quit, but they use it as a reason to quit.
True.
Because I was just thinking today about how, like, I was like, oh, I could afford a dog. And I'm like, if I'm going to get a dog, I might as well have a baby. Just trick a dude into putting a baby in me.
Trick a dude.
I knew it.
Hey, I knew it.
Hey, I'm chilling, dude.
But I'll take that semen quick.
Nigerian. All right.
But you know what I mean? Because it's like, but it wouldn't be in a motivation to quit. It'd just be like in a motivation to have something else in my life.
Because
like, I am becoming too self-involved. My life is revolved around me right now. And it's a lot.
Perfect time to have a baby.
That's what I'm saying. It is, because I'm fucking, I can see it becoming a problem.
What about just
a dog?
You don't want to just start
off
with a
dog? No, I don't want a dog. Why would I have a fucking dog when I have a baby?
First? Oh, you want to go
straight
to
the baby? We already know that doesn't happen with
me. I think it could happen. You're in a good place right now. Okay. All right. Just
that's
saying.
That's not happening.
Just saying. You're in a good place.
I am in a good place.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't matter to for a relationship.
Even if I was in a bad place. I think it helps.
I think it helps, but that doesn't mean it's good because now the problem is I'm dealing with motherfuckers who are seeing the girl who's successful and they're attaching themselves to that.
Mm.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I always desired to meet someone before I got on.
Yeah, no.
That's what my desire was.
That's
and now
the way
it's not happening.
It.
So now I'm like, great, now I gotta be extra suspicious.
Yeah.
And we're
already
a suspicious person.
hey, I'm Billy.
No.
Bitch, I know who you are. Yeah.
It's the worst.
It's a rough game.
It is a rough game.
Sel, where can people find you on social media?
At MarcellaComedy.com. Everything is Marcella Comedy. You can find me online.
Okay. Bradless, where can people find you on social media?
Classic Bradless and Young Oxy Content on Twitter. Everyone loves it.
I'm glad Marcella reacted that way.
Whatever.
I react that way all the time.
You guys don't know. You guys don't have good taste. Whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, one day you're going to have to change it. You think that you're not, because everyone always does.
Why?
You know, Zach Fox,
what was your first Twitter handle?
Zach Fox.
What was your first Twitter handle?
At Marcella Comedy.
That was your first one?
Yeah.
That was like, all right, struck gold.
How old are you? What are you, 23?
First of all, we're on Twitter. You don't need a mature Twitter handle. It's a fucking social media thing. I'm not writing a dissertation.
When people are young and
Sir
they get on
Bradless
social media,
comedy.
When people are young and they get on social media, they were just like, oh, I'm going to be silly. Which is like, I
that's what it's for.
Why?
It's for promote your shit and to be silly. What are you doing on
Zach
there?
Fox
it's promoting
change.
It's my time to promote by.
Nobody asked Greg.
I'm gregcomedy.com.
Oh, wait. I wanted to, first of all, before gregcomedy.com, I wanted to make this announcement.
What's your name?
My mom texted me yesterday.
Oh, what?
And she said, I made Greg's potatoes.
Oh.
And she sent a picture of the potatoes.
Yeah.
I wanted you to see that.
Don't look at me with that face and make that tone.
He taught my mom how to make potatoes, because in El Salvador, they don't have potatoes, so she never knows how to make potatoes.
There's a subtext to that voice that's disgusting.
Tell your
Twitter handle, please.
Marcella's mom is beautiful, too, everybody.
She's very
I just want to put that out there. Gorgeous. But anyway, GregComedy.com. Chris Garcia just put out
I know,
Instagram.
I saw that. With Chris Garcia's mom and Greg Dan- was at the wedding?
That was at Garcia's wedding.
That's so funny.
And his mom was like, they were like, pick who you want to dance with. And I'm just right there. His mom just pointed
at
me.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's why all the boys were around.
Yeah, that's
so funny. I was wondering, because, like, Alex Cole had that stupid haircut. Somebody was wearing a
mask.
Everybody
had a wig. Yeah, it was wild. It's Garcia, so it was a wild-ass wedding. Anyway, gregcomedy.com. I like your moms. Greg DeGrouch on Twitter. Greg DeGrouch on Twitter.
I'm going to suck his dad's dick.
Greg
when he comes
Comedy
to visit.
On Instagram. Please
suck
follow my girl,
dick.
Sel, on everything, man. She's really killing the game. She's
it's
looking
true,
out for
bitch.
The ladies. She's looking out for comedy. MarcellaComedy.com. Marcella, her Twitter is hilarious. Instagram, super fun. She got a wild-ass family.
BlackstagePod.com.
BlackstagePod.
On Twitter.
Blackstage Podcast on Instagram. And we'll see you guys next time. Peace. Happy Valentine's Day. Peace.
Whatever.
It's over.
Yeah.
My sister said, I didn't even know it was Valentine's Day.